Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
When we're talking about the third great awakening, you know, we've been praying, we've been seeking God, and we're believing for the third great awakening, a massive move of God, an end time harvest of souls that are going to come in these last days as a nation turns to God, as the church repents and the church says, listen, it starts with me. Right. I'm going to be the person. I'm going to go first. And we're going to share a segment. Entitled This Great Awakening, the Third Great Awakening. And what's important about this awakening, it comes after the breaking up of a hard ground. You know, it takes gospel sowing. We're going to hear about this process. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about it. And listen, this is that. This is that. We need a great awakening.
That's right.
Our vision and what God has spoken, this relationship that we have right now, this conversation that we're in, it's a divine thing. It's a divine thing that God had began this conversation for quite some time ago, and now he wanted to bring the conversation to this point. And even as we're speaking, mm-hmm. that conversation is getting deeper and more defined and getting ready for the nations,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And hearing more clearly what the Lord has said and is going to do. And the Lord's name is going to be magnified. It's going to be the greatest harvest you've ever seen. But if you go back, and it's been so long since we were an agricultural society where every one of us farmed and grew mm-hmm. our own things, that before you plant a garden, before, you know, you every great harvest begins with hard soil. You know, it begins with soil that's unprepared.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to be prepared. If it's just dirt, I mean, what's the big deal? You just take the tiller out, you take your hoe out, you know, you take your tractor out and you put your forks down deep into the soil.
Mm-hmm.
And go, you know, maybe 12 inches into the soil. You know, imagine like 12 or so forks behind your tractor and you're just dragging it. And you're breaking up that hard ground. You're breaking it up. And then you're throwing in nutrients, and then you have these little discs, and then you're disking it all in. They spin around. And
wow, you must have done this before. With such detail, you described this process.
Yes.
I didn't know you were a farm extraordinaire.
Yes. You know how it is. And
Pat, we're learning, Pat.
I know who to call.
We didn't know, did we? Huh?
No.
And then after they pull these rakes across, I'm talking about if you have a small tractor or big, but say a smaller tractor, and then you have these discs that spin around, and they kind of sift all the nutrients in the soil and all the things that you put in there, and now you're ready to plant. And then when you're ready to plant, you take a pointed trowel, if you would, and pull it behind your tractor, and it goes down deep into the prepared soil, and it puts a trench all the way through the soil, and it pushes other things aside, soil aside, so that you can drop the seed in that trench and systematically drop them in a certain, depending what you're growing. And then it covers it back up again.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, that's just so neat. That's just so wonderful how that works. And then you water it, and you go through all these processes of keeping the weeds out of it, and you put your rows a certain distance apart so that your tractor can come through those rows and you can weed it with the tractor. If not, you got to weed, you know, 14 acres with a hoe. So if you put it far enough apart, you can drive your tractor through there and clean out all the weeds in between. And then eventually you have a harvest. The things grow up, the blade, the stem, the fruit, and all that. And you harvest it and you eat.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody loves the harvest. But when it comes time to preparing the soil, very few people are lined up for the opportunity.
Mm.
And it's sad to say today that even Americans, most Americans, wouldn't even line up to help pull the corn off the stock. They would say, well, let me know when you got it off, you got it canned or got it frozen or, you know, got
I'll help you eat it.
I'll help you eat it. That's pretty much it.
Pretty much.
And, but that's just, you know, that is the earth. But the soil of the kingdom, we're talking about a move of God. The soil of the kingdom is the heart of men. And if we want a move of God, and we do, we're believing God for a third great awakening. You know, it's not over till God says it's over, and you got to hear
that's
that.
Right.
It is not over till God says it's over. I don't care if your back is up against the Red Sea and Pharaoh's coming to take your head off. If you're looking up and you're listening to God, it ain't over till God says it's over. Because he can part the soil in men's hearts.
Yeah.
And so it's cool when it's the dirt on the earth, but it's the soil of your heart that's hard. And God says, okay, we're going to have a great harvest here. What's the first thing that's going to happen? He's going to break up the hard soil in your heart, our hearts, right? He's going to break up the hard-heartedness. So he's going to let us go through situations that just cause our hearts to be contrite. That's the word. It says God does not turn away from a contrite heart.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what contrite means? It means crushed to powder rock.
Wow.
You know? Somebody says, yeah, God doesn't turn away from a broken heart. No, a contrite heart. It's like crushed heart where it was one big boulder rolling through your yard one day, and now it's like some talcum powder you put on your foot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that crushed. Mm. It's crushed rock. And so basically, it's so what seems like it's horrific right now, you're looking at something about to happen to America that it's just going to rip it apart. But isn't that what you do to the soil of the earth when you're getting ready to begin through a process of bringing forth a harvest?
That's right.
I mean, you're going to have to deal with the hard soil in the earth, and you're going to have to deal with the hard soil in men's hearts, the hard-hearted. And God's not going to move. You're not going to have a harvest in the spiritual realm on top of hard hearts, and you're not going to have a harvest in natural ground on hard soil. You're not going to be able to throw your seed on top of the soil. The seed has to go down into the soil, and it has to die, because unless the seed dies, it won't bear anything. And so now these hard things that are coming and has come and is coming to the world and America, understand this, to us, the church, it's just going to make us prepared for a harvest. If we misunderstand it, it could offend us. If our God is not God, and our God is our job or our money or things or stuff or whatever, that's we're going to mess up. But if we understand God is our God, and that everything's Father filtered, and that the hard hearts have to be first softened and tilled and plowed, and when those forks are going into hard earth, it's kind of cool. But when those forks being pulled behind a holy tractor is going through your heart, it's not cool. I mean, how could this all work out?
Right.
I'm being ripped apart by people that I love. I'm being ripped apart by my employer. I'm being ripped apart. I'm being ripped to shreds. How can anything good come from this brokenness in my life? Right?
Right, right.
And then all of that brokenness happens, and then you're in God's word, and you're abiding with him. And if you haven't begun to abide, go to iabide.org and get a plan now. Simple plan, because you want, when you're being ripped apart, you want, when those discs of situations begin to come and stir up the soil in your heart, you want something to be in there other than the same thing just being moved around a lot.
I know, that's right.
It's no different than in what it was prior to the breaking of the soil. If you didn't put nothing in, no nutrients in that soil, when it starts being disced, it's called disking the soil. And it's basically like sifting. There was years ago, by the way, used to be able to, you had to buy flour and you had to sift it first. You had the sifter thing, and it would just shake it, bang it, twist it, spin it, different kinds of things. And it would take and bring out the fine parts of it. But the soil is like that. And so if you're hiding God's word in your heart, if you are abiding with God and going through this broken times that we're going to go through, I don't see... I mean, I hope I'm wrong. Oh, my goodness. I love air conditioning. I mean, I hope I'm wrong. But I don't think I am. I don't think a lot of us are. I mean, we're hearing the same thing. And we're seeing it. Like, we're already seeing part of it already come to pass. I mean, it's already happened. It's history. Right. But it was a prophetic thing to us first. And then we spoke it, and then we saw it. And now there's other parts that still have to come. And we're going to talk about that in the extra hour. It's going to be about talk about the Secret Service. We're going to talk about what happened in Libya. We're going to talk about some things the Lord has revealed to us. But if you don't have any word in your life, you're going to go through this like everybody else. I mean, you're going to go through this ripping and this crushing and this disking, and it's just going to knock around your same situation. I mean, if you had a bad attitude that you didn't get rid of before this happened, you're just going to have a bad attitude knocked around, sifted around a little bit.
That's right.
If you were robbing God beforehand and you never began to honor God, for example, then you're just sifting a whole bunch of robbery around, you know? But if you repent and begin to abide and hide God's word in your heart, just keep on hiding, even though it may feel like it's nothing happening at this point. And understand it's the breaking up of the soil of your heart. It's the disking of that word, mixing it in with your life, that the kingdom, which starts out as a seed in your heart, will begin to grow and it'll begin to develop. And out of that long process and the watering is the teachings of God's word. You let the teachings of Moses rain down on us. So when you hear the teachings, you go to VFN TV, understand you're watering that seed, you're watering that soil. If you try to live without water, you know, you're not going to have a harvest, but you got to plant the seed, hide the seed, let the soil be tilled in your heart, let the thing be disked up, mixed up inside the soil of your heart. But then you got to continue to let the teachings of Jesus just rain down over you. And that's why you can go to VFN TV and let them rain down over you. And then all of a sudden, one day, when it looked like it was over, I mean, what once was a forest is now flatland, total dirt. You don't see anything because everything is underground. But underground, if you were to look, you can see that dead seed now became alive and it's starting to bud. And one day, there's nothing more exciting than when you're planting a garden when you see that first break out of the soil. I mean, it's just beautiful. And so this is a move of God. I mean, it's going to come with great brokenness. It's a stiff-necked, stubborn, hard-hearted, robbing God culture right now in the church. Right. And we're going to talk about in the extra hour that we are a subculture and not a counterculture. We're called to be nonconformists to the culture of this world. And we're so conformed. I'm going to talk to you. Listen, this is going to blow you away, but you've got to catch the extra hour. We have ministers putting peanut butter in armpits of other believers and making a sandwich with it in the presence of the church. Listen, we're going to talk about this is what's going on right now. Hundreds and hundreds of young people are watching ministers stand on the stage as adults are leaving just disgusted.
Wow.
Because we've taken on the world. And you got to hear about this. We got to stop it. We're not called to be or act like the world. We're called to be in it, but not of it. And we're called to be transformed and not to be nonconformist when it comes to the cultures, the sinful cultures of the world, but to be in it, but not of it. And we're going to talk about it. Just terrible things are taking place. And it's because the church has become like the world, a subculture to it. But believe it or not, that's crazy. You ain't heard it. You got to tune into the extra hour today to be able to hear more about that.
Wow.
But this is how, you know, the only way you're going to deal with junk like that is like huge brokenness. You know, you're going to have to take everything away, and then you're going to have to begin to restore it and plow it and plant it and water it for a while with the teachings of God's word and begin to get that seed watered. And you can set yourself up now for a great harvest to come if you listen to these processes and how God does things. You can't just look at the soil and scream at it and say, produce something. You can't stand on the soil of your heart and look up to heaven and shout at God and say, what's your problem? How come something hasn't happened yet? And he's like, you're hard-hearted. You will not let me do anything. Anything that comes in your life that brings brokenness, you avoid it. You avoid all these relationships because they cause you to be broken and humbled and causes you to be needy and all these different things, and you don't want that, so you're hard-hearted, and seed doesn't grow on hard hearts.
Right.
But the kingdom of God is like a seed. This is what Jesus said. It's like a seed, and it goes inside of us, and at that point, there's a small part of God's dominion in our life, and it has to grow. And if we will allow God to begin, as we are abiding with Jesus, to transform us, it will get bigger and bigger, and eventually there'll be less of us and more of him. As we get more of him, there'll be less of us. We cannot make less of us to get more of him, because that would be works. But as we receive more of Jesus and his ways grow in our life, and then all of a sudden we just start disappearing, and we're okay with it. So I just want to encourage you. You know, we're talking about third grade awakening, and this is what you hear us talk about on VFN Radio. It's going to take, in my brokenness is coming. I mean, brokenness is coming. We've prepared and prepared and prepared so that we can, by God's grace, stay faithful. But there's so, I mean, it's just nothing more irritating than somebody that won't die. It's like, I'm not talking about, you remember the old movies? You know, the old black and white movies, and they take them like 20 minutes to die. They throw their head back and they walk across.
Right.
And it's like, you know,
like, die already.
This
please.
Is so unfair. This is so unfair because, you know, you died a long time ago. And you got somebody who's actually justifying why they're not dying.
Mm.
So it's just like, die. What are you living for? You know, die. Mm-hmm. And not death, but die to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to take a lot of dying in America to ourselves, the church, because it's such an idolatrous culture.
That's right.
It's about self. It really is about self. I mean, mm-hmm. you cannot build a traditional flower pot unless you have 4 points about self and how to be a better self. But if you start talking about deny yourself, pick up your cross and follow me, and you know, and quit robbing God and all these different things, you could downsize your fire pot.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You can downsize it. Remember Jesus said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood. You know, then his disciples said, okay, we can order a smaller building now. We can lease this one out.
Mm. All right.
We need something about the size of 12 that'll hold 12. This is what happened.
All right.
And so understand that if God's going to move, and we believe he will if we'll respond to him, and it means we're willing to be plowed, we're willing to be pruned, we're willing to be disked, we're willing to be go through the process of seed time, understanding there's seed time and there's harvest time. There's no harvest time without seed time.
Mm.
And then allow the teachings, of the true teachings from God's word, not just some sort of touch three people and shout, it's mine, you know, not that kind of stuff, but just teachings from God's word that you can verify in scriptures, this is what God says, then that will water that seed, and God will move, but he responds to us. He responds to our hunger. What produces hunger? Desperation.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
We have to be quite often in we take water for granted unless we're in a desert.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We're real picky about food unless we haven't had food for a while.
All right.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Even warm water. I think if Pat goes without water for like 30 days, he'll even drink warm water.
Imagine that. I like to see that.
They know your secret now. They'll tell Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, bow before this thing, but they'll tell him, you drink the warm water. I know God can deliver me from this, but even if he doesn't, he's still God. He drinks the water. That means that we can get involved in a move of God, that we can begin to participate. So many times, one man got hungry for God, and God responded. Now it's time for his whole church to get hungry for him.
Mm.
All of us to respond to the great shepherd. Listen, I don't care if your back is against the Red Sea and Pharaoh, your mother-in-law, our father-in-law, or your children, or your boss, or your country is coming after you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't over till God says it's over.
Mm.
And he says that if my people who are called by my name will understand this process, humbling yourself is not just, you know, making yourself look sad.
Mm-hmm.
It's following God's way of doing things.
Mm.
It's total dependency on God. This is how God does things. I need to humble myself. I need to allow God to break my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be willing to suffer loss, delay, brokenness. I have to be willing for people to leave me who don't want God. I have to be willing to be called the devil when I'm actually doing the best I've ever done for God.
Right.
So you're calling me the devil now? I mean, what about the time? And they called Jesus Satan. You got to be willing to be hated by man to be loved by God. And there is a teaching that I want to make available on VFN TV. You got to hear it. Are you ready to be hated? You have to understand, we're moving into a culture right now. We're coming to the end of the first hour. That, by the way, if you don't know this or not, you're hated. But you have to be willing to be hated for a move of God.
That's right.
For God to move and pour himself out. And right now, there is just, Satan is just, Pat Robinson calls it, no, not Pat Robinson, but somebody else called it, one of our intelligent officers that said that Islam is having a temper tantrum across the earth because somebody, you know, blasphemed their prophet. And America needs to rise up to the occasion and say, knock it off. And that was his response. And they're not right now. And we'll talk more about that in the extra hour. But understand this, that the God's greater than all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it may take that stuff for the church to be broken, to be humbled.
Mm.
This is what he says in his word. He says very specifically that the reason why pagans rule over your kings, your priests, and all of you is because of your sin.
Mm.
We're never going to change into godly leadership until we ourselves put God's leadership in our heart. We have to intentionally follow God in our hearts. That's how things change.
Right.
And it looks like pagan leaders, I mean, you know, literally pagans. We have people that are in our leadership, they're going to work, people openly going, hey, I'm a pagan.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you know, wow. I really respect you because most pagans don't even say they are.
That's right.
I can identify with you because then you just need somebody to understand. It's always interesting to me, why does somebody deny a God they don't believe in? It's like, why waste your breath and your time? It's because you know he's real.
That's right.
And if your plane was going down, you're not going to cry out, pagan, pagan. You're going to cry out, Jesus, God, help me. It's amazing how that works.
Oh, my goodness. Who thought? Who knew? Who knew that the ground that needed to be broken was us? Oh, my goodness. Third great awakening is coming.
Yeah.
But it's going to come through what? The breaking of hard ground.
That's right. Hard hearts.
Hard hearts. And who thought it? Who knew? Who knew, right? Also remembered something. I found out something interesting again, too. Warm water, Chris. Write that down. Warm water.
Warm water.
I got to write that down.
I got it.
All right. Okay, make sure that's a quick. We're going to waterboard them. Here you go. Drink it. Drink it. But think about it. I mean, we're believing for a third great awakening and things just don't happen. You know what I mean? Listen, we got to contend for this. We want God to move. We want to honor the Lord. You know, God's not going to show up in our mess like that and just, you know, come on. It takes a spirit of humility. It takes, you know, reality, looking in the mirror. And we have a highlight. We want to share that when we come back. But you got to look in the mirror and be willing to say, you know what? Okay, God, go as deep as you need to go.
Mm-hmm.
Use whatever tool you need to use,
right?
And break up any area of my heart that's been hardened to you.
That's right.
Just go ahead and till up the soil. Up the soil. We got to be willing to be pruned. We got to be willing to put ourselves in a place of vulnerability and humility where God can work on us. Listen, isn't it worth it? Isn't it worth it to see God move in such an awesome way? Isn't it worth it to see loved ones and family and friends and people we've been praying for years come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ? Isn't it wonderful to see, you know, people abiding and growing with God and raising up spiritual children?
Right.
Isn't it worth it for the advancement of God's kingdom on the face of the earth? It's worth it. We need a desperate move of God. I'm telling you, America in particular is in trouble.
Right.
And guess what? The rest of the world looks to America. And if we're in trouble, hello.
Right.
Catch a clue.
That's right.
But I mean, it all starts.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's just think about it. I mean, how do you think we came to the Lord? You know, God had to break our hearts to get to us.
Yeah.
You know, we all come from different backgrounds and situations, how we got there.
That's right.
But the fact of the matter is our hearts had to be broken first before that seed could actually produce.
That's right.
You know, an analogy he used earlier, which is great. I mean, it's perfect. I mean, the ground's got to be broken up before you can plant anything in it.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's just going to burn up.
That's right.
Because nothing's going to grow.
Right.
That's right. And seeds will bounce off that heart. Bing!
Doing.
Yep. And it's like you can't come to God, which we talked quite a bit about how to turn to God and repenting and going after him. You can't come to God with a hard heart. You can't come to God with a critical spirit. Okay, you finally got me to come amongst the fellowship. Okay, I'm here. Give me with your best shot. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. You're not going to inspect God. You're not going to pick and choose. we don't come to God from our intellect. We come to God in a place of recognizing that, God, I just realized you're God and I'm not. I'm not. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And we come to a place of lower still. And we're at that place. Then we're ready. When the heart becomes softened. And a lot of times people are trying to share the gospel with people that don't even want to receive it. What point have I told? I've told you 20 different times. Don't want to hear it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm. Or the people on the street corner screaming at people. Yeah, where's it going?
Well, people are begging. Some people are begging like, you know, someone said, you know, why should another person hear the gospel yet again when some people have never heard it once? And it's like, you know, at what point do you get the clue that the person you're still trying to throw the gospel seed at, share with, is at this point not ready? God's asking, we're going to continue to go. Mm-hmm. And Jesus didn't stop. He kept it moving.
Mm-hmm.
He kept it moving. Yeah. You got to keep it moving. Doesn't mean you can't come back full circle and say, are you done yet?
They're just not ready yet. Yeah, exactly.
Are you ready? But you don't want to stay. Continue throwing seed and sharing the with someone that doesn't. It's just bouncing.
You're
right
wasting up. Your time. Mm-hmm.
The ground's not ready. The heart's not ready. It's not soft.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing. Soft soil, soft heart.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit of seed. Just a little bit of seed.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you start having growth.
That's right.
And that's why the teaching. Of God's word is so important. Rich teaching. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of Christ. Mm-hmm. You've got to have the rich teaching, the gospel, the word of God going forth. God's word washes over. I mean, just you need to soak in the word of God because that's what's going to help you.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to help you.
We're talking
about a third great awakening. We're talking about a massive move of God. But it's not going to come with hard hearts. It's not going to come from a place of pride.
Right.
It's going to come to a place where we, you know, I think of James Robinson, prophetic words is, you know, humility or humiliation, you choose.
That's all right.
You know, one way or the other, every knee will bow.
That's right.
And every tongue will confess.
That's right.
One way or the other, you get a chance to choose on this side.
Mm-hmm.
We get a chance to do that. And it's always, always lower still.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.